This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1005. Are you in survival mode or creative mode? Find out why it matters for your English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we do a deep dive into survival mode versus creative mode. How do these two ways of thinking affect your life and your ability to learn English? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling great because I'm in some air conditioning. Mm. We're having like a heat wave right now. So I had to wake up early, run some dogs because we're dog sitting and house sitting. So I think I'm just going to settle in the air conditioning for the rest of the day.
Yeah, for sure. Well, me too. I mean, I just came back. We just finished up our urban immersion adventure in New York this past weekend.
Woo! How was that?
It was amazing. It was so cool to meet our listeners, and our students in this program were amazing. They were so driven and so excited to learn from the city of New York.
That's so incredible. I can imagine, though, that it was a bit intense. I mean, I know it was incredible, and some of the most intense activities are incredible, obviously, but super intense, right? Just the vibe of New York City is like fast-paced and like constantly moving forward.
Exactly. I mean, it helped that Michelle and I are both very familiar with New York, as she lives there now and I used to live there. So I wasn't as overwhelmed by the city as I would have been, right? As, you know, leading the group. So that helped a lot, right? But still, it was constantly on the go. And I think, you know, but I think our listeners liked that. They were able to really dig into the city. The first challenge, we sent them out into the East Village or the West Village in teams, and they had to dig in and talk to the locals, learn about this neighborhood, and then come back and convince us to move to their neighborhood. It was such a cool activity.
How did they do talking to the local New Yorkers?
They did so well. You know what? I heard that from one of them, they actually got a pronunciation lesson. They stopped on the street, stopped a woman on the street, and someone had pronounced the word in a certain way that wasn't right. And the New Yorker said, "Now say it again, and say it again, and say it again."
Oh my God, I love it. It was just so funny. This random person taking time out of whatever they're doing to be like, "No, I'm going to focus on this one word with this one person, and we are going to change this thing."
It was amazing. And you know, I think that our listeners, our students were able to get into a creative mode because they were given space, even though it was intense. You know, this was a new way of learning. This is a way that is not like their old frameworks of being in the classroom. So it turned out to be a very creative weekend in what we created together because we were doing something brand new.
No, for sure. So this is something I've been reading about, is the two modes of the brain, the creative mode and the survival mode. And some of the descriptions of the creative mode is that you lose sense of time and space, kind of. So with this, like, intense activity of moving forward, you do lose track of time because you're single-minded about something that is helping you grow, right? It doesn't have to be necessarily like you're literally creating a work of art. No, you're creating a new part of yourself. I think that's what the Urban Adventures is about, and that's why it's so beneficial and students see such huge results from these weekends, is that they are in creative mode much of the time, because they don't have time to step back and start stressing and fall over into survival mode, right?
Oh, no.
Like, they're not thinking about time and space and worry and fear. So creative mode is really given the space that whole weekend.
Exactly. So today's episode is digging into this that you learned in this book here, Jessica, and we're going to talk a little bit about, for all our listeners, even if you guys weren't able to get to the Urban Adventure in New York this year, you know, are you living in creative mode or survival mode? We're going to figure it out today, right? And then we're going to give you guys some hints and ideas on how to move into creative mode, because that's where, number one, learning English happens, and where a better life happens, right? How can we live a better life? And that's what we all want.
Exactly. I think if you are searching or thinking or contemplating about any sort of change in your life, I mean, of course, like learning more English, becoming better in this language and involving yourself more in the target language, the target culture, or whatever you are seeking to improve in your life, creative mode is the key. That's how we open our brains and we are able to sort of change the things that are happening inside our brains, right?
Yeah.
Get past these old anxieties and worries and move forward.
Oh, it's true. But, you know, it's funny because we have thousands of years of adaptation to work against, right? Because I'm guessing that what you read in that book is that survival mode comes from the most ancient part of the brain, which is the brainstem, right? The amygdala, right? And that's what we've learned for years and years and years, because we've lived it, you know, growing up in clans, and just basically the human race has fought for survival for so long, the human species, right?
And, exactly.
And so, no, we have to try to undo that. And I feel like as a society or as a world, as people, we are just getting to the point where we can start to live in creative mode in the last couple hundred, maybe 100 years, 50 years. I don't know. What do you think about that?
No, completely. But the thing is, like, our brains cannot evolve as fast as our environment, because the human brain is so powerful that we have created our own environments with our houses and our supermarkets and everything else. But we still have the survival mode of the brain that takes over at the drop of a hat, right? Yeah. And so trying to control our minds more and get over that survival mode, like, that's really what a lot of people are trying to do today, right? Figure out how to do that. So survival mode, like Lindsay said, I mean, we wouldn't be here without survival mode. Our species wouldn't have made it this far. So it did serve a purpose, but our bodies don't know what to do with that anymore, because we don't need all of the fight or flight, all of the cortisol, all of the stress hormones that are released into the body when we sense danger.
Exactly.
And our minds, they don't know the difference between like physical danger and imagined danger. So even just picturing yourself in a stressful situation, right, guys? So like, as far as your learning language goes, if you are imagining yourself in a group of native speakers and you think about how afraid you're going to be,
right?
How stressful that's going to be, then your body, it thinks it's like really happening. And you're actually releasing those stress hormones, even though it's not happening right now at all.
Yeah.
So getting over this survival mode and trying to control that part of our brains is, it's really difficult, but it's definitely doable and it's definitely worth the effort.
I mean, and to me, it's amazing just how quickly, as you mentioned before, we can switch back and forth. And I think that's why, yeah, just to go back to the Urban Adventure Weekend, why it works so well is that in my mind, creative mode is connection and survival mode is perfection, right? And we believe in connection, totally, not perfection, as a community here. So what happens when people come to New York, they go through this event, they show up to the Thursday evening in perfection mode, in scarcity, in fear, in survival,
yeah,
mode,
totally,
because they don't know what to expect. But as soon as they get there, there's you, me, Michelle there ready to greet them. There's other very kind and friendly students. And there are also native speakers who have been brought onto our team by us, selected, handpicked, there with a smile, ready to engage them in friendly conversation. And then, yeah, what happens is they stack one good interaction on top of the other. And by, yeah, by Saturday morning, they are in creative mode. Or even by Friday.
Oh, I love it.
Right. And so then we reteach our brain, we rewire our mind, at least for that weekend, that English learning doesn't have to be perfection. We don't have to be in survival mode like we always have been learning English growing up. We can be in, totally, creative mode. And at that point, the city becomes your teacher. Guys, if you love the All Ears English podcast, make sure that you are subscribed in your podcast player or in the app so that you receive 4 episodes a week. Hit subscribe now and leave us a review and a rating. We'll announce your name on the show. Thanks, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So this is one key, you guys. This is the first sort of takeaway that you can get here. Like, how can we get into creative mode? I mean, in the book I'm reading, one way of doing that is exactly what Lindsay was just talking about. It's putting yourself in new situations, making your brain experience something new, rewire itself, right? Create new connections in your brain. That is a huge key to changing, to getting into creative mode, to improving your English, is to put yourself into these new situations. Because if you are in the same routine every day, right? Then your brain it can't get into creative mode. Mm-hmm. Because it's just following these repeated actions every day, these familiar actions. And your brain is just, it's not even like focusing. It's not being mindful at all. It has no reason to focus. So instead of focusing on what you're doing at the moment, your brain is thinking about the past, worrying about the future, right? As you, mm-hmm, like are a robot throughout your day. But guys, if you put yourself in a new situation, in this case, a new situation with people speaking English, mm-hmm, then you are forcing your brain into creative mode. You're creating new connections in your brain by literally creating new connections with other people at the same time.
Yeah, and it's so empowering how this can happen in just a couple of days, or even if we're talking about a different context, it could even happen in a couple of hours, half a day, because,
totally,
we're reteaching ourselves, and the mind is incredibly plastic, right? We know this from,
totally,
all the research and meditation and mindfulness. We know this, right? This is in the science at this point, that the mind, the brain can be rewired. I mean, we saw it too, Jessica, you and I, we saw it in Tokyo when we went
gosh.
We had our Tokyo Power Weekend. We saw that the students came back and they said, oh, wow. Yeah. I came out of this program feeling empowered, feeling excited, and,
yes,
feeling like I can do English.
Exactly. I can do English. I love it. I love it so much. No, but that's such a great thing to say at the end, because it's not just like, I mean, you come into it with this goal of, like, improving your language, for, mm-hmm, sure. But what actually ends up happening is so much more than that, mm-hmm, right?
Yep.
You're not just, like, repeating a new vocabulary word you learned. You're coming out of it with so many new experiences in your brain that it does change who you are on some level.
Yes.
So, yes, the language improves, but alongside all of these other small little changes that you can carry into your life outside, right? And you can carry forward this momentum, this positive feeling and experience into all the other aspects of your daily life.
Oh, yeah. It's about so much more than just language. I mean, this is an English podcast. We're teaching you guys English, but in the end, we're interested in helping you guys live a better life because that's what we want too, right? We want a higher quality life. We're all striving for that in our lives, that connection, right?
Exactly.
With ourselves, with other people. I love it. I love it. And so, guys, today's episode is to stop and think, are you living in creative mode? Are you living in survival mode? How much of the time are you in these different modes? And especially look at when you're learning English, what mode are you in? And how can you flip yourself into the creative mode by doing certain things, taking action, signing up for a program like the Urban Adventures or our Tokyo Power Weekend, where you're put in a new environment? Jessica, what else real quick could our listeners do to move into creative mode quickly?
So just from what you just said, examining your thoughts, right? And this is something that is sort of the first step into discovering what mode that you're usually in, right? And applying this to English, but you could apply it to everything else. So if you are in an English classroom or reading a newspaper or whatever you're doing in English, just slow down and examine your thoughts, examine your emotions. Are you feeling scared? Are you feeling anxious? Are you, how are you feeling in this moment? And that will tell you if you're in creative or survival mode, right? So I think start there, and then that'll tell you what you can work on moving forward.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So Jessica, any final messages for our listeners here? Anything we want to leave them with?
I think, guys, I think just knowing that improving yourself is worthwhile, which you all know, you're here, but having these other perspectives like Lindsay and I are talking about, not just on language learning, but everything else, I think we can look forward to really just experiencing this in a new way.
Yes.
Not just next week, but tomorrow, today. You guys can take these steps that Lindsay and I have talked about, and you can feel a new feeling, have a new experience before tonight.
Exactly. Exactly. And take it slow, guys. I mean, understand that your brain, depending on your personality and your past, your history, you may have a lot of practice in survival mode, right? So what we're doing is we're trying to loosen our pathways in survival mode, and how quickly the brain, the chemicals, the firing goes down the survival mode train and move that over. It takes practice. It's like we practice in that creative, we think we are intentional about the way we're thinking. So we're practicing thinking that way so that it happens naturally. Love it.
Exactly.
Love it. Jessica, what is this book that you're reading? Can you let our listeners know the title and the author so that they can check it out too?
Oh my gosh, I love it so much. Okay, it's called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. Okay. And then the subtitle is fantastic. It's like How to Lose Your Mind to Create a New One. And the author is Dr. Joe Dispenza. I can't tell you how obsessed I am with this doctor, this scientist, and his research and his what he creates. So definitely check that out, you guys.
Love it. This has been so good. And guys, keep listening to All Ears English this fall to hear about our next live event coming soon that you can come so that you can come and get a taste of what it feels like to be in creative mode with us. Love it.
Exactly. So exciting.
All right. Very cool. Jessica, thanks for coming on the show today, and we will see you very soon.
Okay. Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.